أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for this the 28th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Only a few more days left, maybe 2 days, 3 days at maximum before we conclude this blessed month of Ramadan. And today for our thought based on the verses of the Quran and on this theme, we look at the concept of respecting people, of respecting those who are around us. Ultimately, we all look to be respected within the societies that we live in. We look for respect from people who are older than us, maybe people that are younger than us. We always are in this quest for people to show us that respect and dignity. And this is nothing, uncommon. This is also something within the Quran. This is something which God Himself recognizes and is clearly evident from the verses of the Quran in the way that even God speaks to us, that He gives us as human beings respect, dignity, honor, esteem. God doesn't have to, but He shows us that He respects us, and so that we may perhaps turn around and respect Him, although He doesn't need that respect, and also that we may respect other people within our society. Before we go into the understanding of the verse and its historical revelation, why it came down, and the contemporary lesson we wish to draw, let us have a listen to this verse from chapter number 49, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 1. And we'll come back and then have a few reflections on respecting other people. God says the following in this beautiful verse of the Quran.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا.
O you who claim to have believed, do not advance ahead of God and His Messenger. Now, when we look at this verse, and obviously we've just mentioned a portion of verse number 1 of Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah number 49, we realize that the theme is very deep. It's a very profound concept that God is bringing forth in this verse. And He's telling the believers, those who claim to have faith, those who claim to have actively submitted to His message, that we should never place ourselves ahead of God and His Messenger. Now, what does this verse mean? Obviously, again, as with many of the verses of the Quran, the commentary is very deep, it's very multi-layered, multifaceted. We can't obviously go into all of the specifics of this particular verse, but we will leave a link in the description below of our translation of the commentary of Surah Al-Hujurat as authored by the great scholar and commentator of the Quran, His Eminence Ayatollah Sheikh Jafar Subhani, in which he deliberates upon chapter 49. But just to summarize it, we see that the meaning of this verse, where God tells us that all of you who claim or who profess faith, that one of the things that you should be careful of once you claim to have come into Islam and Iman is not to put yourself ahead of God and His Messenger. Obviously, we're not looking at a physical, in a physical sense of being in front of God, because God is everywhere. And we can't really think about this as being physically in front of the Prophet of God, because he is no longer alive on this earth that we could physically be in front of him, obviously walking in front of him, for example. And so we need to obviously look at it from the other perspective, which is at the realization of what it means to be put yourself ahead. And what it actually means, and you can look in the commentary for further details, is that we should never presume to know more than God and the Prophet. We should never put our own ideologies, our thoughts, our inclinations ahead of those of God and the Prophet. When they make a decision, we should never say, well, I think that this is the way it should be. I feel that this is what it should be. I want things to be like this. Although God has determined something else, although the Messenger of God has said something else. At the very basic level, this is what it means to not be ahead of God and the Messenger, is to never think that we know more than these individuals. When the Prophet of God does something when he was alive, and he told the companions that you follow behind me, unfortunately, when you read the commentary, you'll see that unfortunately, some of those companions chose to openly disregard the commandments of the Prophet and to do as they wished, going against this verse of the Quran. Sometimes we might do that. We'll say, well, why did God make this and this impermissible? Why did the prophet of God make this or designate this as being impermissible? I don't like that. I don't want that to be, or I'll do these things because I don't think that's correct. We're putting ourselves ahead of God and the messenger. And we have to realize that we are thus going against this verse of the Quran. Now, what about the lesson that we want to draw from this verse for today? Obviously, we could look at it from the point of view of leadership, of listening to the leader, following the orders that we have been given. But I've talked about that in a previous discussion. So what we want to draw forth from a lesson and a conclusion today is the topic of showing respect to others. That what we see here is, in a beautiful way, is that God tells us, before He orders us to do something, before He orders us to take a step back and follow in God's teachings and follow in the Prophet's instructions and injunctions, talking about having respect for others, God shows us that before ordering us to do something, is that He gives us that respect. He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, O you who profess Islam, who profess Iman, who profess following this religion. He could have been very harsh and said, in a very stern tone, that you must believe, you must follow, you must not ask questions. But he began the verse with a form of respect. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And he only does this at the beginning of a surah in three instances in the Quran. But this shows us that God is first giving us that respect as human beings, as Muslims, as those who are at a higher level of Iman, of Islam, of submission to the will of God, of believing truly in the message. And once He establishes that repertoire with us, that respect, He considers you and I as believers, as those who have actively submitted to the will of God and His Prophet. He then reminds us of our responsibilities. Us too, in the field of leadership and guidance, in mentorship, we have to do a similar approach in our own lives. We have to realize the character of the people that work with us. We have to respect them. We have to give them the due respect that they should be given. And once we've established that connection, that repertoire with them, that respect that we've shown to them, which I'm sure will be reciprocated, then we can let them know what the responsibilities are, what the work is to be done. But if we don't establish that respect at the first level, if you don't have respect for your family, for your children, if within a community setting the president or any of the executive don't have the respect of the membership or people that are volunteering underneath them, guess what? They won't be able to get the job done, because if you don't respect other people, they're not going to respect you back. That reciprocation won't be there. And they may not even listen to your words. They may just ignore you and do as they wish, as they please. So God shows us in the Quran that respect people, give them their due respect, their character, and then expect things from them. Tell them that this is what we need to do. God does this in Surah Al-Hujurat, as He does in many other chapters of the Quran, and is expecting us to follow in His footsteps and to also give people their respect, the due honor that they are worthy of, and then to bring forth their obligations, whatever it is that we need for them to do. As we conclude in this blessed month of Ramadan, we ask God to accept our acts of worship in this month of Ramadan, and to give us the ability to continue in these last few days and to make it to the next year of the month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.